Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to another Tiger Sports Network interview of the week. This week, we'll be joined by sophomores Victor Bandro and Shelby Kano. So I'd like to thank both of you for joining us today.
What's going on, Tiger fans?
Hey, it's great to be here.
So I'll get right in things. Ask both of you, what are your team expectations for the women and men's track and field teams this year?
Well, this year we have a lot of talent coming in, a lot of freshmen. And I feel like we can do a really good job because they're dedicated and really happy to be here.
For me, my standpoint, honestly, we have some hardworking freshmen, hardworking team overall. Like, they work hard every single day. And honestly, the way they're going right now, there's nowhere to go but up. So I'm hoping that everything goes out fine and smooth.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Penny earlier this year, and it sounded like he was really looking forward to this year. And especially mentioned both your names and having successful years. So what are the expectations for you two also?
Well, I would like to get healthy first off because I've had a lot of injuries and it's been a struggle to practice normally with the team. So that's my first goal. And then also to beat my PRs.
My personal goals, what I say is that, I'm a little sore a little bit from here and there, but my personal goals are to beat my PRs too. You know, I broke a couple of records last year. I'm happy about that. I'm hoping to do better, and hopefully, if I go to nationals, by God's grace, then I'll be able to be a national champion. That's one of my personal goals right now.
Definitely hard to hot start of you, Victor. But we also mentioned a little bit earlier how you guys have to, even though you have to lead the team because you're two of the better track stars on the Winberg team, it's kind of difficult because you have. One, they're in different events that you're not, and also your time's different. So how are ways that you're able to be a leader on such a big group and complex group?
Well, I think it's mostly important just to be there for people so they can feel like they can ask you for advice and just support them. And also being an underclassman to make sure you're not trying to overstep the seniors and the juniors and just being respectful of everyone.
Yeah, I'm honestly going to agree with Shelby on that because leadership is not just about always saying that this is what you got to do, this is what you need to do. Leadership is about being there, supporting your teammates, and helping them in their time of need. When they're feeling down, you are there to help them and back them up. And no matter what, you know that you are there for them as their teammate. So, it comes up different places, and you just need to be able to be a teammate first and then worry about everything else from there.
Now, Shelby, as a sophomore, you come in with pretty good in the hurdles and sprints. Would you say maybe there's any difference in how you prepare or when you run those two different races?
Well, for me, my top event is the hurdles. It's what I'm able to succeed at. And I feel like the open 60 or the open 100 are just a practice or a conditioning race. Preparation, I just go out and do what I've trained to do.
And then Victor, Shelby and I were talking earlier that you know, it's basically all year round, but you obviously play football, then go into track. So how are you able to deal with having to go straight from football season, then having to go to a track season where now you have to kind of regroup, get your body into track conditioning?
Well, honestly, it's about keeping your body healthy. I mean, honestly, I've done it a lot in high school. High school, I did it for 4 years straight. I mean, I wasn't going to run track, but then my coach said, this is what you need to do if you want to be faster, if you want to be a better football player. So he got me into track, and track has been successful for me ever since. So, I mean, for me personally, like, he told me what I got to do with my bodies, ice it, health, like, be rest, get a lot of rest, do a lot of things. And it's hard sometimes because you don't want to do it anymore because your body's just tired of taking it. But once you get the mindset of you wanting to go up, and I mean, once you just feel like your body can take it, then you're able to do it. And that's if something that you want to do, then you're going to keep doing it. So, and that's something I love doing, which is track and football. So,
now this weekend, you'll be traveling to Defiance College to participate in the Defiance Invitational. It's quite a young and early indoor season. So what are you looking to achieve at Defiance College?
Well, for me, I would say mostly just get a good clean race because at our first meet, I had a trouble with my knee and my shins, and it was just a painful race, and I would like to get my times down and just do well as a team overall.
Personally, I would like to see our team do better because our team really stepped up last week at Audubon. They did very well as a team, and I was really proud of them. For me personally, I hurt myself. I kind of hurt and I tweaked my ankle a little bit, and I'm hoping that I've worked on it this whole week, and I'm hoping that when I run this week that it'll be very, very not hurting me, like, you know, in a way, certain way. I'm hoping that it'll just, like, be normal how it usually is. And, I mean, I've been working on it this whole week. It's been fine. So, hopefully, I can run a really, really good time and keep my mind staying in the Nationals right now. So
going into the wall.
Yeah, the wall. That was. Don't want to talk about that. We'll talk about that another time.
Now, so far, I've been hearing a lot of is, you know, one of the main things is staying healthy, and track is a very long sport. In high school, you just had the spring season, but now you moved to college. You have a winter indoor season and a spring outdoor season. So how are you guys able to try to stay healthy throughout the year?
Well, definitely stretching and icing a lot, as well as keeping the coaches updated with how you're feeling. They're really good about updating your practice schedule to how, like, if you're hurting one day really bad and you want to just bike, they'll let you do that. But it's important to listen to your body and not try to push too hard when you're hurting.
Yeah, honestly, it's crazy because you're just like, oh, man, wow. But, I mean, when you talk, when the like I said, Shelby's right on the coaches. Like, they, when you keep it healthy, you keep your body healthy. The coaches help you no matter what because they know exactly how you're feeling and they can see if you're struggling or not. So when you're feeling down or anything, they'll give you a day off or something and let your body recover. And then once you feel like you're ready to get back into it, go talk to them. They'll put you back right into it. So that's something I find really, really respectful by coaches, that they understand where you're coming from. They know how you feel when you're down. So.
And then also, as we mentioned, with it being a long season, almost two seasons, what would you say maybe are some of the differences between indoor winter track and field season along and then outdoor spring track and field season?
Well, with indoor, the distances are usually shorter. It's a 60 instead of 100 for me. And the nicest thing about indoor is when you have a meet, the weather's controlled. There's no rain. It's usually pretty warm, so it's easier on your body. But as far as practicing goes, it's harder because it's during the winter. We don't have an indoor facility at Wittenberg. So we're kind of practicing in the gym on rollouts or in the racquetball courts or trying to find somewhere to practice. And in outdoor, that's usually not as much of a problem if we have good weather.
Same thing with Shelby said, but honestly, from my perspective, I feel that even though we don't have an indoor facility at Wittenberg, I feel that it makes us tougher because a lot of other schools here, a lot of other schools in our conference have indoor facilities and we don't, and yet we still have fine athletes that do very well in meets. So I honestly think it just makes us tougher as a team, and I've seen us like get bit better and better every single day, and I'm glad that, honestly, right now I'm kind of glad we don't because, I mean, everybody's getting bigger. I mean, of course I want one, you know what I'm just saying, but I'm glad that right now that it's making us stronger as a team and it's building us better with our character. And the difference between outdoor and indoor, the indoor for me, it kind of is different because the breathing inside of a facility and then outdoor, you don't get as much oxygen in your body. So it feels like, I feel like indoor, I just get these migraines, but outdoor, I feel like I get more oxygen in my body because it's outside in the fresh air instead of being in a, like, you know, contained area. So that's just the difference for me. But besides that, I mean, there's no big difference for me except for, like, the races. They are shorter. But besides that, everything is about smooth.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We're going into the weight room and seeing all you guys on the old gym, have the long-distance runners outside in the cold. And I don't know how you guys are able to kind of go through a whole season with having to practice in that old gym with the kind of crummy floor and stuff like that.
Yeah, it definitely makes it interesting doing hurdles and trying not to run into the stage.
Also, now, Victor, as we mentioned, you're a track and football player. And then, Shelby, you do track all year. How are you guys able to balance school along with, you know, doing track, doing football, and then, Shelby, you're also involved in a sorority on campus?
Yeah, I recently joined Delta Gamma, which, honestly, it's been a very positive experience, and it just adds another support system into the track family I already have. And I think track helps me actually do more schoolwork because I have to have a more structured time schedule. So I know, like, after practice, it's straight to eat and then homework. And it just kind of gets more of a routine and makes it easier for me to accomplish everything.
Honestly, I know it's people like say it's crazy because they see me playing football, which is so time consuming, and me doing track. But I mean, something I've, like I said, I've done in high school. Even though I struggled with it in high school, I feel like me personally, I've gotten more mature, and I was able to see that you need your studies come first before athletics. So if I'm not doing well in my classrooms, I say, and my coaches see that, they don't run me or they don't let me play. So then that just steps me up in my grades. So what I do is try to maintain my time by doing all my work when I can, making sure I get it along with the coaches when I need to do my work first, because like I said, my academics comes first. So my time management has become very well ever since I got attended Wittenberg, and they've helped me out no matter what. So I'm really glad that I'm able to do that here, and it's been a good thing for me.
And then for our final question, we'll start with you first, Shelby. There are a lot of high school athletes that maybe want to go on and run track or play football or do another sport in the collegiate level, what advice would you maybe want to give them from what you've learned or what you wish you would have had from playing a college sport?
I would say definitely don't break yourself down in high school and end up in a situation like me where I broke my legs down too early, trying to push through when I was hurt, and it just made it worse. Take care of yourself, keep your grades up, and look for the right school for you, athletically and academically. If you don't have one or the other, you're not going to do well.
And then, Victor, for you, we're going to ask, what is the advice you have for your team going on through the 2013 season?
Honestly, like, it's crazy because I don't know how to explain it. It's really crazy to see that how much they've improved. My advice for them is just keep going, keep working hard. I mean, every day they work hard and hard. And it's, like, honestly, they're going to be very, very good at what they do because they're still, honestly, we have runners right now running outside in, like, 12-degree weather. And you can see the hard work they put in their faces every day they do it. And I couldn't run in 12-degree weather. Who wants to run in 12-degree weather? So, I mean, honestly, I was going to say to my team and our team as a whole group that keep working hard, keep striving for motivation because no matter what, every time you go hard, everything's going to be very well. So, and as much as you work hard in your life, that you're going to be able to make it. So I'm glad that I'm on this team, and thank God for me being here, and just keep going hard.
All right, I would like to thank Shelby and Victor for joining us today in the Tiger Sports Network interview of the week. I'd like to wish you the best of luck. Have a successful and good luck season.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tigers.
Tiger up.
And that's all we have for this week's interview. This is Tyson Agler saying go Witt and Tiger up.